Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 63 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
At this time, we'll just be reviewing any suggestions or recommendations.
The Moorhead City Council has called a special meeting for Thursday.
MSU is partnering with another organization to provide free HIV and hepatitis C testing.
A standoff in Lexington has come to an end.
Last week's cold weather turned out to be deadly for some.
A Democratic candidate for Kentucky governor has endorsed a statewide smoking ban in most working places.
In sports, the Round County boys are on the road tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Tonight, a chance of showers after 10 p.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 53. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead City Council has scheduled a special meeting on Thursday at 10 a.m. The council intends to hold a discussion about zoning ordinances with the Joint Planning Commission. The commission is comprised of representatives from the city, county, and Lakeview Heights community. Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown says a committee was put together to review current ordinances, many of which were created in 1972.
So what the steering committee did was they have reviewed all of the ordinances and come up with recommendations that had been provided to the Planning Commission and City Council. And now City Council will be talking through those recommendations to see which ordinances they want to update, revise, or incorporate as new to move forward and bring us kind of more modern with what we have existing.
White Brown says a meeting to allow public comment will be held only if the council decides to proceed with any changes or new ordinances.
Moorhead State University is partnering with AIDS Volunteers of Lexington to provide free HIV and hepatitis C testing. The testing will take place in ADUC on February 7th in honor of National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Minority Academic Service Coordinator Corey Clark says testing takes no time at all.
It as well. AVOL provides a mobile testing unit, a vehicle that the individuals can go in, and then they'll kind of just pluck a little blood, and in maybe a couple of minutes, they'll have your results.
Clark says it's important to raise awareness and educate about HIV.
Eagle students get invaluable education, guidance, studio time, and experience through the years they spend in MSU's Department of Art and Design. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
The 2019 Sophomore Art and Design Exhibition titled In the Making will be on display at the Golding Yang Art Gallery from February 6th to the 20th. This year, approximately 30 students will each present a curated selection of 4 to 6 pieces they have created at MSU in 100-level and 200-level classes. For some, it will be the first chance they have had to show their work. Students will also meet with MSU faculty from the Department of Art and Design to discuss their experience and their work after the show. Jennifer Rice, director of the Golding Yang Art Gallery, says the showcase almost always proves to be enlightening and encouraging to these developing student artists. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
With the help of Pathways in Ashland, the Carter County Youth Leadership Development Program will be hosting their annual Believe Bowling event this weekend. Anyone ages 6 and up who deals with emotional, physical, intellectual, or developmental challenges is welcome to enjoy bowling and lunch at no charge. Pathways spokesman Marshall Tyson says everyone is welcome to participate.
We had a couple of adults come last year. We don't want anybody not to be able to participate. And even like kids who are younger, one thing we ask more than anything is that the parents stay and participate. You know, they can participate with them. So any ages, we really don't want to limit to any ages, but we're open to anybody who can come.
The event will take place this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Dixon Lanes Bowling Alley located on 530 Carol Malone Boulevard in Grayson.
Pikeville has a new upscale bridal boutique thanks to support from Moorhead State's Small Business Development Center. Owner Lynn Tan traveled from the Philippines and had already owned businesses there, but was unsure how to run one in the U.S. Michelle Spriggs, a management consultant at the SBDC, says working with Tan on the boutique was wonderful. She says the organization is open to everyone.
The first thing they would do is either contact our office either by phone or email. We would have them register with us online to become a SBDC client, and then we would either meet with them in person or we can have one-on-one conversations and communicate with them via email.
Spriggs says many entrepreneurs begin their business with MSU Small Business Development Center. We'll be back with more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
A standoff on Lexington's Near East Side ended this afternoon after police entered a vacant home to find a suspect had vanished. According to LAX 18, a standoff began earlier near 4th and Chestnut Street. Officials said a landlord who went to check on a vacant property called police after finding a man inside. Officers then were involved in an altercation with a man who has not yet been identified. They believed he ran into a home. The officers asked the public to avoid the area as the SWAT team moved in on the scene. Officers say that when they got inside the home, the man was no longer there. Officials do not know where the man is, but say they are looking for him.
The Raceland Police Department's new K-9 unit, Mason, helped get drugs off the street his first week on the job. Raceland Police tell WSAZ 32-year-old James Robert McReynolds from Greenup was arrested Monday night on drug charges after a traffic stop. Chief Don Salmon says officers found 2.5 grams of meth, heroin, Xanax, and other substances in his car. McReynolds is charged with drug trafficking, possession, driving while under the influence, and on a suspended license, and was booked into the Greenup County Detention Center. The Fade Drug Task Force, Worthington Police, and Greenup County Sheriff's Department assisted in the bust.
Authorities say two brothers in northern Kentucky were victims of last week's cold snap. Paul Miles reports.
A preliminary report by the medical examiner says 72-year-old Obie Fugate and his 67-year-old brother Roy froze to death. They were last heard from on Wednesday when sub-zero temperatures and wind chills hit the region. A family member found the brothers. Their truck was stuck in the mud at the end of a long driveway to their home in Boone County. Obie was found dead halfway up the driveway. Roy was found dead on the front porch. Cause of death, hypothermia. I'm Paul Miles.
The director of Lexington's Office of Homelessness Prevention and Intervention says the city will likely see a slight uptick in homelessness numbers this year. Paulie Ruddick tells WKYT the city's annual Lex count, tallying the number of people experiencing homelessness, was performed during the recent cold snap.
We do know, just looking at the preliminary numbers, it was our highest shelter numbers we've seen in Lexington.
Ruddick says the latest tally was 685. She expects that number to rise. Ruddick points to veteran homelessness as an area where that's seen improvement. She says the city currently has no unsheltered veterans.
Kentucky State Auditor Mike Harmon is revealing new details about the state's debt and how the pension system is a major contributor to the burden. According to WKYT, Harmon released a report this morning saying the state has $54.6 billion in total debt for the 2018 fiscal year. $43.3 billion of the debt, or nearly 80%, was because of the unfunded pensions. Among the remaining $11.2 million in bonded debt includes $3.85 billion in outstanding bonds for capital construction projects. Approximately $3 billion is toward higher education and student loans. Harmon is calling on the legislature to enact stronger oversight on the Kentucky Economic Development Finance Authority, which currently has no limit on the bond debt it can issue. He cites the troubled Kentucky Wired project as an example where lack of oversight could lead to financial problems, including a decreased bonding rate.
A Democratic candidate for governor in Kentucky and the son of a tobacco farmer has endorsed a statewide smoking ban in most workplaces. Adam Edelin announced his support for the ban on Tuesday. He is one of 4 Democrats running for governor this year. Edelin says his plan would cover enclosed workplaces, including bars and restaurants with 3 or more employees. He said facilities that specialize in tobacco products and services would be exempt. Kentucky has one of the highest smoking rates in the country, and the state had historically depended on tobacco as a cash crop. Many local governments have passed workplace smoking bans, but efforts to pass a statewide law have stalled.
Public opposition has increased regarding what is normally standard legislative procedure. At the behest of the West Virginia Manufacturers Association, the State Department of Environmental Protection tabled 3 years of work updating almost 100 water quality standards on potentially toxic pollutants. Lawmakers are now considering a bill to continue without the updates. The issue is coming before the Republicans' majority legislature. Public health activist Maya Ney says tabling the updates is already a compromise. She says they don't cover important contaminants like C8 or MCHM, known to have been in drinking water in the state.
Let's just be clear that what is on the table is not what is most protective for the public health, period. There are already a number of chemicals that aren't even identified. We know the human health effects, or we may not even know what the human health effects are.
The Manufacturers Association argues that the rules need to be more specific to West Virginia.
A quick agreement on Kentucky's pension problem isn't likely. Haley Hansen with the Kentucky News Network reports.
That's according to Kentucky House Speaker David Osborne, who addressed members of Greater Louisville, Inc.
Anyone that thinks that we will have a quick agreement on this issue is wrong. I do not believe that an agreement is going to be found quickly. It is simply the truth.
Osborne added that pension changes remain the most divisive and controversial issues to confront state lawmakers. Kentucky has one of the worst funded pension systems in the country. I'm Haley Hansen.
Tonight, chance of sprinkles before 7 p.m., chance of showers after 10, patchy fog after midnight, low around 52, chance of precipitation is 50%. Wednesday, thunderstorms possible after 1, patchy fog between 8 and 1 p.m., high near 67, chance of precipitation is 100%. Wednesday night, rain and possible thunderstorms, low around 60, chance of precipitation at 90%. Thursday, rain likely and possibly thunderstorms, chance of precipitation is at 70%. Taking a look at local temperatures, Flemingsburg is 59 degrees, 64 in Lexington, 65 in Winchester, 64 in Inez, 63 in Ashland, and it's 64 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
The state of Kentucky is currently experiencing a widespread flu outbreak. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
The Kentucky Department for Public Health defines influenza-like illness, or ILI, as when a person has a fever of at least 100 degrees with any combination of coughing or sore throat. The latest weekly influenza surveillance report says over 5,400 flu-like cases have been confirmed in the Commonwealth. Of those cases, more than half of them are people between the ages of 1 and 20. Gateway District Health Director Bobby Ratliff says as opposed to a normal outbreak, widespread outbreaks are far more dangerous.
Well, right now, the state of Kentucky has declared the flu widespread, which means it's very active in all our counties.
The report comes from lab-confirmed cases, meaning that only flu cases tested by a specific laboratory procedure and documented are included in the report. Ratliff says this means that there are potentially thousands of cases resembling the flu that may not be included in the report.
Once they start confirming these illnesses in the lab, a lot of the physicians and hospitals do not lab test every person. So they'll do some rapid tests while you're sitting there, which are not lab tests. So what happens is then, you know, they just treat people for the flu. So as far as the specific numbers, that's kind of a problem.
Influenza has many variations and strains, although Ratliff says it's a certain type that everyone is catching.
The strain that most folks have is a type A strain. Now, there's several different subsets of that, but type A is what a lot of folks have. Not to say there's not type B out there.
If a person hasn't contracted the flu or experienced flu-like symptoms yet, the risk of that person catching the flu is even greater, and there is still time to take preventable measures.
And it's not too late. It's not too late to go ahead and get your flu shot. When you start hearing schools closed, you know it's pretty bad in your community.
The community Ratliff is referring to is the lower half of the Commonwealth. The state map included in the report shows that the central and southern parts of Kentucky have the widest spread of the flu outbreak.
Several counties in the southeast and in the central Kentucky that is closed because of absenteeism. I think maybe Menifee has closed one time.
Jefferson County had the highest reported number of flu outbreaks at over 2,900 confirmed cases. One way to prevent from catching the flu, Ratliff says, is getting vaccinated.
That and keeping your hands clean, you know, keeping your hands washed. You know, a lot of these illnesses, colds, whatever, hepatitis A, all this, wash your hands. That's one of the most easiest things you can do to keep yourself healthy.
But that doesn't mean the flu is completely preventable. It's still possible to catch the virus even after taking caution and following proper procedures. Ratliff says the flu is old and will adapt after a period of time.
Even taking the flu shot is no guarantee. It's always a certain percentage effective in the beginning, and then, you know, the flu, sometimes it changes over the course of its lifespan, and then you may get the flu anyway, but it won't be as bad as it could have been.
Even though nothing is foolproof, Ratliff says washing your hands regularly and getting vaccinated are the best ways to prevent from feeling ill this winter season. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
It's 4:46 and 63 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Kenzie Thompson, here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. Nyan Dweza has sports right after this. Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org. The Rowan County boys hit the road tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Andweza. The Rowan County Senior High School boys basketball team is getting back to its busy week tonight. The Vikings are coming off a 62-37 victory over Bath County last night and are hitting the road to play Ashland Blazer this evening. Head coach Sean Thacker says when it comes to the Tomcats, it won't just be the quick turnaround making things tough on his team.
You know, they're a team that's played probably the best schedule of anybody in the region. So their record's not indicator of, you know, the kind of basketball team that they have. And they're one of those teams that, you know, a regional tournament type team, you know. They're tied for the one slot right now.
Tip-off is set for 7:30 in Ashland. The Rowan County girls basketball team is also swamped with games this week. Coming off a 71-51 victory over Bath County last night, the Lady Vikings are now preparing for three straight days of games later in the week. Head coach Matt Stokes says things are getting started Thursday with a rescheduled game against East Carter.
We were supposed to play East Carter tonight, and I talked to Coach Easterling over at East Carter, and he said we could play Thursday night. So we've got a busy week. We play tonight, we play Thursday night, then Friday we go to Clark County, and then we have another game Saturday.
Thursday's game tips off at home at 7:30. Taking a look at high school basketball action tonight, the 16th region's top girls team, Boyd County, heads to St. Joseph Central in Huntington, West Virginia for a 7 p.m. tip-off. Morgan County hosts Perry Central at 6. East Carter's Lady Raiders travel to Bath County. Rose Hill Christian hosts Covenant of Barbersville, West Virginia. Tip-off for both those games is set for 6:30. And the Lady Rams of Raceland host Elliott County at 7:30. In boys regional action tonight, East Carter hosts Raceland. Fleming County travels to Lewis County. Morgan boys host Fairview. Rose Hill Christian hosts Covenant of Barbersville, West Virginia. And Russell hosts Greenup. Tip-off in all those games is set for 7:30 p.m. The University of Kentucky men's basketball team is back in action tonight. The Wildcats are coming off a 65-54 victory over Florida on Saturday. Heading into tonight's game, South Carolina assistant coach Joel Justice says his guys know what to expect.
You know, I think whenever you're playing a team like South Carolina, you got to be prepared for the physicality, and you know, they're playing fast on offense. They make you work before you get the ball on offense. So it's something that I think we're prepared for.
Tip-off this evening is set for 7 o'clock in Lexington. The Morehead State University basketball team is back at work after picking up the win over Eastern Illinois University this weekend. The Eagles picked up the win over the Panthers 84-78 Saturday in what head coach Preston Spradlin says was the team's best and most important win of the season. He says his guys' work on defense has paid off and actually left them in a unique situation during Saturday's game.
You know, we're 3.5 minutes left in the ballgame, but we had not fouled in the half. And it's not like we weren't playing good defense. Our defense is what got us to that point in the game. It's almost to the point I look at the officials in a full timeout and I say, guys, how do we play 3.5 minutes and they haven't fouled yet? He laughed. He said, Preston, he said, it's your team that hasn't fouled yet. And I said, oh, no. Never mind. Forget what I said. Let's just roll with it. And so it gave us an opportunity, Chuck, down the stretch there to have fouls to give.
The Eagles now prepare to play again at home this Thursday. They'll be hosting Tennessee State for a 7:35 tip-off. The Morehead State women's basketball team is also preparing to host Tennessee State this week. The Eagles are now on a 7-game win streak after picking up the win of EIU 67-57. Head coach Greg Todd says as his team is seeing success largely due to team strategy.
I thought we kept them from their strength. They didn't get as many threes as they liked, as they typically do. So that was a positive. And we got up what 15 more shots, and we got up 5 more free throws. So anytime you do that, you feel like you got a good chance of winning. So that was a lot of positive things.
Tip off for the women's game is set for 5:05 Thursday. Kentucky alum and current Wizards star John Wall will be out for a year due to surgery on a torn Achilles tendon. NBA insider Shams Charania broke the news via Twitter. He says that Wall suffered a fall in his home. Wall had developed an infection in the incision from an initial surgery on January 8th. The new procedure will be performed in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wall is expected to return to full basketball activity around 12 months after the surgery, according to the report from Basketball Insiders. The number of referees for high school sports has dropped in recent years, and officials say if the trend continues, there may not be enough officials for games. The main problem the referees have is the parents. Kentucky High School Athletics Association Commissioner Julian Tackett tells WKYT that even the kids can't take it from their parents.
Most of the time, what we notice, if you pay a lot of attention to it, you'll see this guy in the stands and he's chirping loudly. If his kid looks up there and catches an eye, drops his head, it's just like, oh my God, that's my dad.
80% of younger referees say they leave because of the verbal abuse from parents. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Andweza.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. The Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee State for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as investors eagerly awaited President Trump's State of the Union address while the corporate earnings season rolled on, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 172.15, or almost 0.7%, at 25,411.52. The S&P 500 was up 12.83 at 2737.70, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 54.55 at 7402.08. And as mentioned, President Trump will deliver the State of the Union speech tonight at 9 p.m., and the speech does come more than a week after the longest government shutdown in history, just a week after the longest government shutdown in history came to an end, and investors will be looking for clues on a number of things. Very importantly, the status of the border wall that's been debated, as well as trade problems with China. In earnings news, Alphabet, Seagate Technology, and Estee Lauder all reported better-than-expected earnings. Alphabet, which is the parent of Google, closed almost 1% higher. Seagate shares slipped 1%, and Estee Lauder jumped 11.6%. Archer Daniels Midland reported weaker-than-expected earnings and revenue, and the stock was penalized, dropping almost 6%. After the close, Disney, Electronic Arts, Snap, and Spirit Airlines are scheduled to report earnings for the fourth quarter. And in the commodities markets, oil was down 1.6% at $53.68 a barrel. Gold was unchanged at $1,319.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong as the Stoxx 600 index notched a 1.4% gain today. And in Asia, stocks were mixed with the Nikkei down 0.2% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.3%. Among Dow's industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and Dow DuPont, while the worst performers were Pfizer and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Estee Lauder and Leggett and Platt, while the worst performers were Church and Dwight and Archer Daniels Midland. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Lowe's up 22 cents at 98.09, Community Trust Bank down 36 cents at 41.42, Humana down 2.35 at 303.61, Marathon Petroleum up $1.25 at 67.16, Valvoline up 23 cents at 22.95, and AK Steel was up 16 cents, finishing at 3.16. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking another look at the weather for the WMKY listening area. This afternoon, a chance of sprinkles with a high near 63. Tonight, a chance of rain before 7 p.m. Chance of showers after 10 p.m. Patchy fog after midnight, low around 52. Chance of precipitation is at 50%. Wednesday, thunderstorms possible after 1. High near 67. Chance of precipitation is at 100%. Wednesday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 60, chance precipitation is at 90. Thursday, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 72, chance of precipitation is 70%. 63 degrees in Ashland, 64 in Inez, 65 in Winchester, 64 in Lexington, and 59 degrees in Flemingsburg, and 64 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
Taking a look at some of the events going on in the local area, the Department of Art and Design and the MSU School of Creative Arts will hold an opening reception for the annual MSU Sophomore Art Exhibition, February 6th through the 20th. The reception will be held from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6th, in the Golden Yang Art Gallery inside MSU's Playful Young Art Building. The event is free and open to the public.
MSU's Black History Month Film and Discussion Series will present Marshall at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6th in Room 2 of Breckenridge Hall at Morehead State University. The film is based on an early trial and career of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. The event is free and open to the public.
The Paramount Arts Center in Ashland welcomes magician Bill Black at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 8th. Tickets are priced from $18 to $38.
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute will hold an open house and registration for spring classes from 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursday, February 14th at the Morehead United Methodist Church located on West Main Street. Learn about upcoming classes, win door prizes, and enjoy refreshments.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Brian Courtney, Wyatt Melton, Shamari Mosley, Jacob Lindberg, Naya Indueza, Cody Robinson, Keneally Roberts, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson, KNN's Paul Miles, WUKY's Josh James, and Hilliard Lions' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from MSPR's very own Cody Robinson. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Kinsey Thompson for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.